So what then do you believe the U.S. response or action, if any, should be with regard to Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi situation?
In that situation, I mean, again, the question is, what are we responding to? It's certainly not the war on terrorism. I thought we were engaged in this war. I mean, getting back, if you accept the metaphor, as the enemies were laid out, it was al-Qaeda, it was Osama bin Laden, it was the Taliban. Those were our enemies. Suddenly, a year later, we have a new enemy, and there is no link, or we would have heard about it much sooner, there's no link between Iraq and Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. Even the only link is that the president made a speech the day after September 11th in a very cynical attempt to try to link Iraq to the war on terror. The threat that Iraq poses is that it may have weapons of mass destruction, but certainly if it does, those weapons are not any threat to the United States. They don't have the capacity to deliver those weapons to the United States. They may pose a threat to Iraq's neighbors, but none of its neighbors seem to be very eager to get on board, and so obviously they're not experiencing a threat. Not even Turkey, who's one of our allies, who has a common border up in the north with Iraq. I frankly don't understand where we're going with this. It also seems to me that for 50 years during the Cold War, deterrence worked against some of the most evil empires in the world, if you want to use that word. The Soviet Union, Communist China. Deterrence has worked. Deterrence will work here. Why we need to go into Iraq, I don't understand, unless it's about oil, or it's about some unfinished family business, or it's, in fact, what I hypothesize, a way to distract us from the failures so far in the war on terrorism. The war in Afghanistan, from our objectives, has been an utter failure. We have not tracked down those killers, as the president likes to refer to them. In fact, it's like raiding an apartment in a city and having coming in with your guns blazing, kicking down the door, and finding that nobody's home. And I think that's what happened in Afghanistan. We telegraphed our moves. Al-Qaeda leadership moved out. It's in Iran. It's in Pakistan. It's in Sudan. It's not in Iraq. But it's certainly not in Afghanistan. And so I think that the president had to come up with a new target. That's my hypothesis. Certainly no reason to go to war.